in a second or two, we're going to get started on some chocolate and some jolly tipples. But before that, it's time to watch some festive telly, of course, which for some is an excuse to have a snooze. For others, Christmas show, Queen's Speech, festive film, very much all part of the tradition. And this year, there's one film that's been on everyone's mind, and that's Star Wars. Greg Jackson went to see Karen Yu from the University of Cambridge to find out how one film has inspired her to go into science.
We're sat in the picture house in Cambridge. Everyone has just flocked in to see Star Wars, the latest movie. You saw it earlier this morning, and I believe you're a big fan. It's actually how you got into science in part. I wonder if you can tell me that story.
Yes, so I was around 9 or 10 at my local library and drawn to the science fiction section, and I saw a copy of Star Wars. It was a novelization of the first film. At that point, I hadn't seen the films yet, but I picked up the book. I had heard of the series, and I read it, and from that, I was pretty hooked. I saw all the movies, and that wasn't enough, so I read a lot of the expanded universe stuff from there, and then from that, lots of other science fiction as well.
What was it about it in particular that drew you in?
All the things that they could do, from visiting other planets, meeting all these strange and new alien life forms, interacting with them, and all the interesting technology, hover cars, for example. I remember being stuck in traffic and being like, well, why can't our cars hover and fly and we can avoid all of this? And questions like that made me think, well, like, why don't we have that technology and how can we get that technology? Can I help to do it?
And that's what brought you to where you are today?
Yes. Originally, I had wanted to design some grand fusion-powered starship engine, but my goals have tempered a little bit since then. Currently, my project involves laser processing and controlling that and attaching feedback and monitoring so that the processing for micro and nanoscale components is a lot more efficient.
So not the future of hover cars then?
No. But I still get to work with lasers, which is also pretty cool.
You've seen the most recent Star Wars. What did you think?
I had a great time. I think it captured the feeling of the original trilogy a lot better than the prequels did. And that feeling that you get when the trumpets start blasting and the text starts scrolling across the screen and you know that it's begun. I think that alone was worth the ticket. But the film was excellent. Wonderful.
Did it reinvigorate your love of science?
I like to think that never left, but yes, given the rate of my PhD, yes, it has a little.
Do you think that's the same with a lot of people, getting young people into science? Things like Star Wars and other science fiction movies really helps with that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It just fills your imagination with all these things. And I think I'm certainly not the only one to think, well, why can't we do these things? And when kids ask these questions, they start thinking about, well, how can I help and how can I get into science and make my dreams of having a hover car come true?
Do you think it matters that they're sort of incorrect scientifically, if that makes sense?
As a scientist and an engineer, when I see certain films and they play fast and loose with science, it does bother me a little bit, as I'm sure it bothers many other scientists and engineers. That being said, there is something about just leaving it open-ended and not explaining everything and leaving it to the imagination. And the stuff that we can't do right now is what's going to inspire the kids who are watching it.
One last question. It's a serious question, okay? What's your favorite Star Wars film? See, it's a toughie. I can see you.
The new one is great, but I think it would still have to be Empire Strikes Back. I'm sorry.
And favorite Christmas film?
That's another hard one. I guess, as odd as it sound, it would have to be You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail?
Yeah, I just, it's always on TV, and I always end up watching it with my mom around Christmas, so it's just kind of like our Christmas film.
Fond memories.
Yes, very fond memories.
That was Greer Jackson with Karen Yu from Cambridge University, meeting there in the Cambridge Picture House. Now, Chris, what on earth is that?